This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a much bigger move than most experts had predicted. But the pace of hiring has slowed. President Donald Trump is hoping that an improving economy will help him win a second term in the White House. And his campaign is claiming today's numbers show he is turning the pandemic-damaged economy around. Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks, following a tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 1.5%. Here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues its steep slide. This after yesterday's huge decline, the biggest since June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 800 points, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Today, the Dow has so far lost another 300 points. It is gripping television in Lebanon as rescue workers in Beirut dig their way through the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people. There were reports overnight that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal in the wreckage of the building. Rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally thought to be unlikely they will find anyone alive. President Trump has something new to angrily deny, a report in the Atlantic magazine that he made disparaging remarks about American service members who have been captured or killed in action, and that he described those buried at a cemetery in France as losers and suckers. The Atlantic claims it learned from U.S. military officers Mr. Trump made the remark when he canceled the trip to the cemetery because of bad weather in 2018. In a Twitter message, the president calls the allegation made up fake news aimed at influencing the 2020 election. Other words he used for the Atlantic piece, disgusting and disgraceful. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Fearing an environmental disaster, Sri Lanka is towing a burning, fully loaded supertanker away from its Indian Ocean coast. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy, with one injured crew member flown to the capital, Colombo, for treatment. There were no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting. The vessel is being towed away from the coast of Sri Lanka. New Zealand today reported its first coronavirus death in more than 3 months. Health authorities said a man in his 50s died at an Auckland hospital. He was being treated following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 pandemic cases and about 24 fatalities. Apparently reacting to fears that the Trump administration will pressure public health officials to rush their search for an effective coronavirus vaccine, Vice President Mike Pence said today the White House would not cut corners in making a vaccine available. At the same time, Pence told the Fox Business Network the administration wants to move as fast as possible to deliver something that is safe and effective. The coronavirus has kept only 12 schools in France closed. Some 60,000 others are open as planned. Minister Michel Blanquer, as coronavirus cases surge across the country. He told Europe Radio 1 that despite some glitches, more than 12 million students are back in class, in spite of what Blanquer called the difficulties and the worries. He also said 10 schools are closed on the island of Réunion, one of two Caribbean isles administered by France. The French Health Ministry said yesterday it had registered more than 7,000 new COVID-19 infections over 24 hours for the second time in 2 days. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases in France at over 331,000, with a death toll approaching 31,000. Global pandemic numbers, 26.3 million infections and almost 870,000 lives lost. Here in the United States, the case count is moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. Brazil is now top 4 million COVID infections with 124,000 deaths. India, which is seeing record numbers of new daily cases, has lost more than 68,000 lives to the infection amid almost 4 million cases. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. The health department says that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers have tested positive for the virus. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.